I'm Megan Cloherty.
Homeschooling is up this year as fewer kids go to D.C. public schools. I'm Luke Lukert.
With the national Christmas tree lighting ceremony today, many drivers may need a plan B. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Gonna feel like spring later, highs in the 60s. It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New travel rules will go into effect a day after the first Omicron infection turned up in the U.S. in San Francisco. White House Response Coordinator Jeff Zients tells CBS Mornings.
We are now tightening the testing requirement for international travelers. Every international traveler needs to test within one day of departure to the U.S.
Masks will be a must on mass transit until mid-March. As for follow-up COVID shots, CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Scientists won't know whether the Omicron-related booster is necessary until they're able to study how responsive the variant is to the current batch of vaccines. The president is slated to announce all these new policies at the National Institutes of Health this afternoon.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with his Russian counterpart in Sweden today. Blinken's message, a Russian incursion into Ukraine will not be tolerated.
If Russia decides to pursue confrontation, there will be serious consequences.
In Michigan, the suspected 15-year-old gunman in this week's mass shooting that killed four high school students has been charged with murder, and his parents may face consequences too. Correspondent Nancy Chen.
The county sheriff told us that the alleged shooter met twice with school officials this week over behavioral issues. The first was on Monday on his own. The second was with his parents just 3 hours before the shooting took place. And prosecutors say those parents have not been cooperating, and they're considering bringing charges against them as well.
A small setback in the jobs market. The Labor Department says the number of people who signed up for first-time unemployment claims rose last week after hitting a pandemic low the week before. It comes as workers switch jobs in record numbers. MLB players are officially out.
There's no joy in Mudville with Major League Baseball's first lockout in 26 years. It began at midnight after players failed to ratify a new collective bargaining agreement. USA Today sports columnist Bob Nightingale.
Negotiations went nowhere. Each side accusing the other one of stall tactics. It never came close to reaching an agreement on the key economic issues.
Teams decided to force the long-anticipated confrontation during the offseason rather than risk players walking out during the summer, as they did in 1994. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
2 days after they were supposed to make repairs, a couple of astronauts have ventured outside the International Space Station.
Alpha 1, clockwise 2.
It's expected to take Thomas Marshburn and Caleb Barron more than 6 hours to replace an old antenna. Tuesday's walk was scrapped because of possible danger from space junk. S&P futures up 7. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Because the way you care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
9:03 Thursday morning, the second day of December. Won't feel like it, though. It'll be warm and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Good morning, I'm Bruce Allen.
And I'm Joan Jones, and we begin with a question that you might be asking this morning. When will the Omicron variant of the coronavirus arrive here? Yesterday, officials in San Francisco confirmed the variant in a resident who had recently returned from South Africa, where it was first detected. And now we've learned that labs across Virginia are scanning millions of tests to see if it's here.
Really, we don't know if Omicron is going to take off like Delta did.
Dr. Amy Mathers says when word broke on November 25th that Omicron was detected, her team at UVA's health lab got to work scanning COVID-positive tests for the variant.
By the 29th, we had gone back through all 5,000 of the positives that we'd sequenced so far and made sure that we didn't have any Omicron already.
She says labs statewide are running surveillance using computer coding to detect the mutation.
To watch a virus emerge in separate countries with the exact same mutation as it settles into human transmission has been pretty wild.
Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
The San Franciscan has mild symptoms, is improving, and is in self-isolation.
Public school enrollment across this region is down this year. In the district, while most kids are back in the classroom compared to last year, there's also an increasing number of them getting homeschooled.
It's only about a 2% drop, but there are around 850 fewer students this year compared to last. It is the second year in a row that numbers have decreased and now stands at about 49,000 students. The programs that saw the largest decreases were early childhood education like pre-K. Meanwhile, more students are going to charter schools. Around 45,000 students are going to the 123 charter schools within the city. That's an increase of about 950. Also, homeschooling is up. Almost 1,000 kids in the district were approved for homeschooling this year. That's up by almost 60% over last year. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
Now, enrollment in Virginia public schools has also dropped. There are 46,000 fewer students enrolled than there were before the pandemic. The biggest percentage and numerical drop was in Fairfax County. Also in Maryland, public schools weren't able to fully rebound from pandemic era drops either. Enrollment this year is projected to be 1,000 students short of pre-pandemic levels.
If you'll be driving in the district today, don't forget about the National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony later. It isn't open to the public, but it could cause major traffic jams.
During the afternoon commute, you'll want to avoid the area around the Ellipse just south of the White House. That's where road closures for the event will be centered, with some of the more significant closures including stretches of 15th and 17th Streets and Constitution Avenue. WTOP traffic reporter Dave Dildine with advice for drivers.
If you know about a road closure in advance, you have the opportunity to form a plan B. It might be telework, might be taking K Street, it might involve leaving early or staying later. Taking Metro.
Road closures are set to begin at 1 o'clock this afternoon, lasting through 7 tonight. See the full list at WTOP.com. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
You can watch the National Christmas Tree Lighting on CBS Sunday night at 8:30.
Hey, if you commute in Northern Virginia, you may have taken Route 1 as an alternative to I-95. Of course, that means enduring stop-and-go traffic. Well, we have learned that there should be less stopping in the near future.
Here on Route 1 in Stafford County near the courthouse, today there's a traffic light. More than a half mile of Route 1 will be widened here. It'll mean dedicated left turn lanes. This part of Route 1 will become a four-lane divided roadway with a concrete median separating north and southbound traffic. And 4 miles north from here, Route 1 intersections at Telegraph Road and Woodstock Lane will be realigned and travel lanes reconfigured to keep traffic moving faster and safer. In Stafford County, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
It's 9:07.
Did you know there's a long line of middlemen who are collecting a significant portion of what you pay for medicine? Hospitals, insurers, PBMs, and others got nearly 50% of what Americans spent on brand medicines in 2018, and their share is increasing every year. Let's fix the system the right way and ensure more of the savings go to you, not middlemen. Learn more at letstalkaboutcost.org, because you don't know